The AI Orchestration Layer: Why Banks Need a New Operating System, by Marco Mazzo. Artificial intelligence is not becoming the operating system of financial institutions. It is creating the need for a new operating system. As banks move from isolated AI models to networks of autonomous agents, the fundamental constraint is no longer intelligence but coordination. The institutions capable of governing, orchestrating, and authorizing AI-driven decisions at scale will define the next generation of financial services. The dominant narrative around artificial intelligence in banking remains centered on models. Financial institutions debate which large language model to adopt, how to improve accuracy, how to reduce hallucinations, and how to increase automation. These questions are important, but they are increasingly secondary. The real challenge emerging inside large financial organizations is not the quality of individual models, but the ability to coordinate growing populations of AI systems operating across risk, compliance, treasury, fraud detection, customer service, investment management, and operations. Most banks today are experiencing the same phenomenon. They have dozens of pilots, hundreds of use cases, and thousands of employees experimenting with AI-enabled workflows. Yet despite significant investments, very few institutions have succeeded in transforming these initiatives into a coherent operating model. AI adoption remains fragmented. Individual systems generate value locally while creating complexity globally. The result is that intelligence scales faster than governance. The scale of the challenge is already becoming visible in leading financial institutions. Yesterday, Santander announced the extension of AI access to all 185,000 employees worldwide, while reporting €35 million of AI-generated business value in the first quarter alone and targeting more than €1 billion of cumulative value between 2026 and 2028. The bank already operates hundreds of automation agents across fraud, compliance, software development, anti-money laundering, payments, and customer service. These results demonstrate that the industry is moving beyond experimentation and into large-scale deployment. The strategic question is no longer whether AI creates value, but how institutions coordinate, govern, and authorize growing populations of autonomous systems operating simultaneously across the enterprise. Historically, financial institutions were designed around a relatively simple structure. Humans made decisions and software executed them. Artificial intelligence progressively alters this relationship. Modern AI systems do not merely analyze information. They generate recommendations, coordinate tasks, invoke tools, trigger workflows, and increasingly participate in operational decision-making. As this transition accelerates, the traditional boundary between decision support and decision execution begins to disappear. This transformation introduces a structural challenge that most organizations are only beginning to recognize. A bank can deploy a credit risk agent, a compliance agent, a fraud detection agent, and a treasury optimization agent independently. The real difficulty emerges when these agents must interact. Once multiple AI systems operate simultaneously across the institution, a new question arises: who coordinates the coordinators? The answer is the emergence of what can be described as the AI orchestration layer. Much as operating systems coordinate hardware and software resources, orchestration systems coordinate intelligence resources. Their role is not to generate decisions, but to manage how decisions are generated, validated, prioritized, and executed across the organization. They determine which agent performs which task, how information flows between systems, how conflicts are resolved, and how authority is allocated. This distinction may appear technical, but it has profound implications. The most valuable technological platforms in history rarely created value because they performed individual tasks better than competitors. They became dominant because they controlled coordination. Microsoft controlled the operating system. Amazon controls cloud infrastructure. Bloomberg controls information workflows. In the AI era, orchestration may become a comparable layer of strategic control. Emerging orchestration platforms such as agent management frameworks, enterprise AI control layers, and multi-agent coordination systems may ultimately occupy a position in the AI stack comparable to the role operating systems played during previous technology cycles. their strategic value will derive not from generating intelligence, but from governing how intelligence is coordinated, authorized, and deployed across complex organizations. The importance of orchestration grows exponentially as financial institutions adopt multi-agent architectures. A single model can be supervised relatively easily. A network of autonomous agents creates a fundamentally different environment. One system may analyze market conditions, another may evaluate regulatory implications, another may optimize capital allocation, and a fourth may initiate operational actions. At that point, the architecture begins to resemble an organization rather than a software application. Complexity no longer grows linearly. It grows combinatorially. This is why governance becomes inseparable from orchestration. The industry often assumes that once a system is capable of generating a sufficiently reliable recommendation, it should also be capable of executing actions. This assumption is increasingly dangerous. Decision generation and execution authorization are not the same function. The ability to predict does not imply the authority to act. A growing body of research in AI governance suggests that the missing layer in modern autonomous systems is precisely this separation between intelligence and execution. Between the moment an AI system produces an output and the moment a real-world action occurs, an independent governance mechanism must evaluate context, verify compliance, apply policies, and determine whether execution should be authorized. This is particularly relevant in financial services, where every decision exists inside a complex network of regulatory obligations, operational risks, and fiduciary responsibilities. The future architecture of financial institutions is therefore likely to evolve beyond today's model-centric paradigm. Instead of a simple stack composed of data, models, and applications, banks may increasingly operate through five interconnected layers: human governance, AI intelligence, orchestration, execution governance, and operational systems. Intelligence generates possibilities. Orchestration coordinates them. Governance authorizes them. Only then does execution occur. During the first wave of AI, value accrued to model builders. During the second wave, value accrued to hyperscalers. During the third wave, value may increasingly accrue to organizations that govern and orchestrate autonomous intelligence. The strategic implications extend far beyond technology. They affect capital allocation, competitive positioning, and ultimately the structure of the financial industry itself. During the first phase of the AI cycle, investors focused on semiconductors and computer infrastructure. The second phase rewarded hyperscalers and foundation model providers. The next phase may increasingly reward the organizations controlling orchestration and governance. As intelligence becomes more abundant, coordination becomes more valuable. Economic history repeatedly demonstrates that when a resource becomes abundant, value migrates toward the mechanisms that organize it. This dynamic is visible at the geopolitical level as well. The United States maintains leadership in AI innovation and venture capital formation. China focuses on integrating AI into industrial and state systems. Israel excels at translating technological capabilities into operational effectiveness. Europe, despite lagging in frontier model development, possesses significant strengths in governance, regulation, and institutional control. These differences may prove more important than they currently appear. In a world increasingly populated by autonomous systems, the ability to govern intelligence may become as strategically important as the ability to create it. For investors, this shift implies a change in perspective. Much of the current market attention remains concentrated on model builders. Yet models are likely to become increasingly commoditized over time. Orchestration, governance, and execution infrastructure may prove far more durable sources of competitive advantage. Enterprise orchestration platforms, agent management frameworks, execution governance systems, and compliance automation layers occupy critical control points within future AI ecosystems. Their value derives not from intelligence itself, but from controlling how intelligence is deployed. For financial institutions, the conclusion is straightforward. The winners of the next decade will not necessarily be those deploying the largest number of AI models. they will be those capable of transforming AI from a collection of disconnected capabilities into a coherent institutional operating system. Banks that continue to view AI as a set of tools will encounter increasing complexity, governance challenges, and regulatory friction. Banks that build orchestration architectures will create leverage. They will move from experimentation to industrialization and from isolated automation to coordinated intelligence. The decisive question for financial leaders is therefore changing. For years, the industry asked how AI could improve decision-making. The more relevant question now is how institutions can govern autonomous decision-making safely, efficiently, and at scale. The answer increasingly points toward the same conclusion: the future of banking will not be determined by models alone. It will be determined by the architecture that coordinates them. The AI orchestration layer is emerging as the missing operating system of financial institutions, and the institutions that control this layer may ultimately control the next era of financial services. Author, Marco Mazzo, strategic analyst focused on geopolitical economy, artificial intelligence, and global power dynamics. He has held senior executive roles in international companies and serves as chairman of BlackTrace. His work examines how technological systems, energy infrastructure, and capital flows reshape the competitive position of states across the United States, China, Russia, Israel, and Europe. He advises U.S. investment funds on private equity strategy and capital allocation across energy, infrastructure, and industrial systems. Published on World Geostrategic Insights on June 24, 2026. The opinions expressed in this article belong only to the author and do not necessarily reflect the views of World Geostrategic Insights.